Here with me, head coach of the West Plains Izzers, Brock Konecny. Hey, man.
Good morning.
I asked Brock before we went on. I said, well, have you watched any film? He chuckled. A little bit.
I've watched a little.
Well, it's Mountain Home coming to West Plains. What do you see when you watch Mountain Home film?
Well, I see a lot of good athletes. I see a lot of physicality.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a disciplined team.
They fast?
Absolutely.
Big?
Yeah, they're big up front. They're big up front and they're physical. Their skill. Their quarterback is very fast, good arm.
Well, that's kind of Darren Ackland, Coach Ackland is doing the offense. I mean, when you watched, is it pretty much you go, yep, that's Darren Ackland offense?
It is.
Really?
It is.
I have not seen Mountain Home play. You know, I'm elsewhere on Friday nights, but I wondered, you know, if it was still lots of bubbles, lots of screen, a lot of screens. Darren is a lot of screens.
You know, as coaches, we all have personalities, and we are who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes us who we are. And Darren has evolved over the years, as we all have, but it's still Darren Ackland's offense.
Well, and then on the other side of the ball, you know, you've got Coach Airy, like yourself, you guys are all about the defense. You see a lot of the same tendencies, same stuff out of Coach Airy as in the past. I mean, it's evolved. It's evolved.
Coach Airy is a football junkie. That football is his life.
So you wouldn't be surprised if he came out in a 5-2.
No.
Or a 4-4.
Coach Airy is really, to me, he's really evolved and has really become multiple. We've talked about it on many occasions. But he really has, he's really changed due to, you know, a lot of the course, I'm sure, is personnel.
Yeah.
We have to change, you know, with the kids that we have. You know, we're not at the college level like, you know, we were talking about Mizzou.
Yeah.
You know, they recruit the type of kids that they want.
Yeah.
Well, in public schools, we have what we have.
Yeah.
And so you have to play to your strengths. And I think he's done that really well.
Well, you know, you have your system, but you critique it to your personnel, don't you?
Absolutely.
And that's what always makes it fun from year to year. It's week one, of course, Mountain Home coming. The game will air on KDY 102.5. It'll also be live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Pretty good week of practice leading up to this week one contest.
Yeah, we had a good week of practice. You know, we're still polishing and still trying to get all the wrinkles mm-hmm. out. And, you know, I think physicality is a big part of the game. So we were physical early in the week. Had some really good physical practices, you know, got some tackling in. You know, of course, this time of year, special teams is a big deal.
Yeah.
So we've spent a lot of time on our special teams, you know, trying to shore them up and make sure they're right. Work on our kicking game, work on our punting game, work on our return game. Just trying to get everything as smooth as possible.
Going from, you know, transitioning from JV Zizzer football to varsity football, the speed is, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, probably JV you're 7, and you're going to jump to 20 tonight, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's night and day. It really is.
And you know, trying to adjust for that on the practice field. Some get it, some don't, and then some that you think isn't really getting it, all of a sudden they're the fastest kid out there. It's that's what's amazing, you know, watching it up so close is how these young players evolve and step into their roles. And it's hard to, you know, single out one kid from another. Oh, he's going to be the star. Of course, a lot of people know who's with experience and playing, but these unknowns is what that, you know, you got, you as coaches, you know, you already know. But I mean, there's going to be some kids that they're going to surprise some folks tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Excuse me. You know, when the lights come on and all the pressure is on, some players struggle.
Yeah.
Stress bothers them.
Anxiety, just, yeah.
Absolutely. And other kids thrive on it. They thrive on it. And, you know, as a coach, you're just hoping that your kids, more of them thrive on it than don't.
Yeah, for sure. Well, offensively, you got your quarterback, and he's been working with Jalen quite a bit. How is that? Because offensive coordinator, quarterback, man, they got to be almost have telepathy, you know, where they already know what one's thinking. How's that transition went?
You know, we put in a whole new offense.
Yeah.
Whole new quarterback, tailback, line. We're very young.
Yeah.
We do have a good group of seniors, but we had a great group of seniors last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of these kids don't have a lot of game experience. So it's been a transition, to say the least. But they've been a sponge, and they've done a good job. They've listened, and they've learned, and it's been a process. It really has. And I feel like the quarterback and Coach Ackland, you know, they're starting to see the same things.
Yeah, right.
They're starting to read the coverages the same. They're starting to understand, okay, this is what we're trying to accomplish. This is what we're trying to attack.
Mm-hmm.
If this happens, we'll attack here. If this happens, we'll attack there. Just depending on what that defense does, we have to take what they give and get it in our athletes' hands. We have a lot of good athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got to get the ball to those athletes and let them make plays.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a five-yard play unless it's...
5-yard play is a great football play.
You know, why do people over... Why? I mean, so many people, it's like, oh, it's got... You get, you know, 20, you need a touchdown every play, but, man, 5-yard plays? Just...
Yeah, it's called patience.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people have patience.
No.
Yeah, they don't have patience, and... sometimes that's a hard lesson learned.
Yeah, it is.
It truly is.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to have patience because not every play is going to be, like you said, a big play, a 20-yard play. You know, the 3 to 5-yard plays, they're what makes a football game.
Yeah, because if you can consistently do that, well, you as a D coordinator, you're scrambling. You're scrambling to try and figure out how we can stop that, because what's on the other end of those 3 yards, 4 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards? Well, what's on the other end of that is that big play.
Well, if you don't have the ball, you can't score.
Yeah.
You have to have the ball. So when you're getting those 3 to 5 yard plays, you're getting first downs.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're controlling the clock. You're controlling the ball. You're controlling the game.
Well, yeah. And but like you said, it's hard to stay true to that. to stick with it. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, I know we could do, we need to take a shot. Come on, coach, take a shot, take a shot. But it's working. It's working. And like you said, that time, especially if you got a lead, that clock is your friend while it's running.
Yeah, we're just, we're a bunch of greedy people, Jerry. We're a bunch of greedy people, and we want it all right now.
Yeah.
I fully understand that. You know, I understand. But sometimes we have to show a little patience. And we just have to keep our nose to the grindstone and do the right thing. And in the end, it's all for that win.
Yep. Now, defensively, your defense probably a little ahead of your offense?
Yes. Yes and no.
And I just say that because
you're exactly right. This is the second year in my system. So the kids are more familiar with my system. But I have a lot of new faces on this team this year. So we have a lot of inexperience. So, and like we just talked about, trying to get those kids to fit those positions and do what I like to do in certain situations, sometimes I have to do it in a different way. So we've had to figure out by trial and error, you know, what will work and what won't. You know, we've still been moving players around, trying to get the best fit we can, you know, to make us the strongest that we can be.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of team speed. We have some good speed. We have a big front.
They swarm good to the ball.
They do. They run to the ball really well. They're good hitters.
Mm-hmm.
We're just hoping they're good tacklers tonight.
That first game is
a big thing in the first game.
The first half of the first game is usually.
Yeah, so a lot of the times it's not even the first half. A lot of times it's the first quarter.
Yeah.
Who can withstand that burst?
Yeah.
Or that run, you know? If you can keep your head and just keep with it, because
there's going to be
a lot
adversity.
Of times there'll be a break. There's going to be some breakdowns. Yeah. There's going to be some mistakes until you get those nerves out of the way and just settle down and play. So we have to be able to withstand the storm.
Yep. React, don't think. That's a wonderful thing. I can't remember which coach said that, but I've used the quote so many times. But, you know, it's just when you're just reacting instead of trying to think about it, because if you're thinking about it, it's gone.
Yeah, you're usually slow.
Yeah, it's gone. But tonight is, again, week one. The Mountain Home Bombers come to town. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think you're going to have a lot of people there tonight.
Yeah. We're hoping the community really comes out and supports us. We want to put a good product on the field, you know, to represent our community. We talk about our community a lot,
mm-hmm.
and representing, you know, we want to show everyone in the state of Missouri,
mm-hmm.
you know, what it's like to be a Zizzer.
And have you, the classifications and everything?
Comes out today.
I
haven't even looked at it.
It's been out. Let's look at it. It's been out now for 24 minutes. And I really don't think anything's going to change for you all. I don't think.
No.
You know, but... You never, well, no, they said it was going to be out at 7 a.m., and it's not, so, okay.
Thank you, Misha.
Yeah, thanks, Misha. Thanks. Hey, we appreciate you coming by. Again, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Brock Kanegi. Tonight, the Mountain Home Bombers come to town. That game's going to be on Hot Country KDY and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Next week, we'll have a little more to talk about, dive into. There's always going to be, you know, some of these young new players, you know, it's such a great opportunity for these young men, because who's going to step up? You know, who's going to be the player that you just go, wow, really wasn't expecting that. That's And that excites you as a coach.
It is exciting. It's exciting to see these young men grow.
Yeah.
It really, truly is. We see them, you know, we get them as freshmen. You know, I've tried to be active in our junior high program.
Yeah.
You know, I went down, talked to the Mighty Might program last night. So I like to see these kids, you know, from the time they're in third grade until the time they graduate. And it's just amazing seeing the transformation that they make.
Who did you guys get fed last night? Did you guys have a meal?
No, we have a meal today. Today at 4:30 before, you know, our pregame meal and stuff. Shauna Roberts is going to feed us. Our parents are wonderful, and they just, you know, anything they can do to help, they're more than willing.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I seen one yesterday. Harlan and I went to lunch, and they were all fired up and ready to roll, and they're very excited and ready for it to be here, and it's here.
It's here.
All right, Coach Kanegi, thank you so much for swinging by.
Thank you so much.
Hey, we got more rock and roll coming at you. Stay put. It is your Mountain of Rock.